Senator Tom Cotton, one of the few senators that can carry off a full beard, said this about Ryan Care. If it comes up to the House of Lords, watch out.
I'm afraid that if they vote for this bill, they're going to put the House majority at risk next year. And I don't want to see the House majority put at risk on a bill that is not going to pass the Senate. That's why I think we should take a pause, try to solve as many of the problems on both Medicaid and the individual insurance market in this bill in the House, and then allow the Senate to take its work up.
Well, let's start with the political implications of a fight between Paul Ryan and other Republicans. Start there with Brett Baer, chief political anchor, Fox News, host of Special Report, 5 o'clock every weekday afternoon here in Chicago. His book, 3 Days in January, about the transition from Eisenhower to Kennedy, is a terrific book as well. Brett Baer, so Paul Ryan has his hands full, doesn't he?
Yeah, good morning. It's not just Paul Ryan, though. I mean, Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell is, you know, pushing this from the inside, and the president and the administration are pushing it as well. So they do have their hands full. However, they're going to try to characterize this, I think, as a binary choice, that this is better than Obamacare, and this will prevent insurance companies from leaving this year and from the whole thing crashing down. Now, either way, Republicans are going to own it. They pass this, you know, bill that they have now, and they try to make it better in the second and third phases that they envision, or they don't pass it, and they own the issue anyway.
Do you know, the president has already tweeted out a couple of tweets this morning, both regarding health care. Obamacare is imploding. It's a disaster, and 2017 will be the worst year yet by far, exclamation point. Republicans will come together and save the day. That's one of his tweets from just a few minutes ago. How much pressure will the White House put on these Republicans, Rand Paul and others, who are saying the numbers don't add up?
I think there will be significant pressure. And I think that there will be some horse trading that goes on. And in the spirit of this president and his kind of penchant for negotiations, I think that there's going to be a lot of that. And it's interesting about the tweets. He's had 263 tweets since becoming president. The majority of them happened between 6 a.m. and 9 a.m., with the average being about 8:22 a.m.
I love it.
And
so,
he went
some stats.
But he went, I mean, you know, for people that follow Donald on Twitter, I mean, it was amazing. And the news cycles were saying he hasn't tweeted in a day, and that was making news.
Yeah, the lack of tweets were making news. I agree. It does start our day in an interesting way as far as being journalists covering Washington. You know, it's automatic that you wake up and you check your Twitter feed first before you check anything else. But I think they've got their hands full, but they are portraying this as a train, that you have to get this car off the track so that you can get tax reform moving. And then they claim that the bill gets better in the second phase, which is regulatory by Secretary Price, and the third phase, which is the cross-state lines and tort reform and other elements of the bill that they can't put in reconciliation.
And I buy it, because I watched Paul Ryan the other day, and I think he went for 75 minutes in those shirt sleeves with his PowerPoint presentation. I get it. He explained, I think, very fully why they can't get the state line issue taken care of in this bill because of reconciliation, the Senate rules. So he's crafting this. So supposedly, if guys like Price and Rand Paul get on board, you know, with Democratic help, Manchin and others perhaps, then this first prong will pass.
Yeah, and I it's going to be close. I mean, the margin, I think it's less so in the House. They can round the cats, rally them, and get that done. But I think in the Senate, you have a margin of like one. And let's say they lose two, then it would be up to Vice President Pence to pass it, and because it would be a tie, and he would break the tie. I think that's conceivable. They don't have a lot of wiggle room here, and they're going to have to do a really solid selling job, because today, this afternoon, the Congressional Budget Office will come out with a heinous number on this bill that will make their efforts a little bit more difficult.
John and Ray talking with Brett Baer. Brett, you know, health care seems to be at the forefront, but, you know, a week ago Saturday, Trump came out with his claim about Obama wiretapping Trump Tower. Where is this going to go, and will anything happen with this?
Well, eventually you're going to have an answer. You know, like, what is the ground truth? The intelligence committees were hoping for an answer by today. I don't know if they're going to get one. But, I think we're going to end up finding out that there was a FISA for a narrow investigation that looked at a computer inside Trump Tower that they believed was dealing with a Russian or had some connection to a Russian bank. From everything we can tell, there was not any there in that investigation, but that they were looking into it. Now, what we don't know is other investigations that were happening and wiretaps of actual Russian officials, and we do that as an intel effort, whether they kind of found out or some of the conversations were dealing with Trump people, and they were kind of round up into it. Usually when that happens, it is separated, and you have to get a court request, FISA court, to go into the American side of that, the investigation. We don't know where this is, and the intelligence committees are going to really dig into this in the next week or so.
All I know is the first thing I'm doing when I get home today, because I heard Kellyanne Conway tell me to do this, I'm taking some masking tape and putting it over the camera in my microwave.
And and you just bought that new TV, John. That's listening to you.
It's listening to you, too. You know, I mean, Mike Hayden, you know, talks about this very well. You know, you want the CIA, you want the intelligence community to have this kind of capability. But once you open the door to knowing what we can do, obviously many Americans say, well, what the heck is happening? Am I getting looked at?
We all are. Brett Baer, thank you very much. We appreciate your time. We'll be watching later today. And we're having a CBO score party, are you?
Oh, yes. Yeah. It'll be... Not if you're a Republican, it's not going to be a happy experience.
Well, there's no mandate here. That's all they have to say. This obviously is going to look like this because we're not requiring a mandate.
Right.
Thank you, sir. Appreciate it.
We'll see you.
Take care.